KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog, otherwise periods of light rain or drizzle today and a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, a public hearing will be held this evening at the City Hall in Atlantic with regard to amending the fiscal year 2012 budget. The 5:30 p.m. hearing takes place during a regularly scheduled session of the Atlantic City Council and will be followed by a resolution to approve the amended budget. According to City Administrator Doug Harris, the budget amendment is necessary primarily due to changes recommended by the state auditor that suggest $9.1 million in costs for the wastewater treatment plant be shifted from the capital project fund into the sewer fund. Another factor playing into the amendment is the council's decision to refund the 2007 general obligation bonds, and that requires the city to pay off the principal on the bonds this year in the amount of $655,000 from the proceeds of the 2012 general obligation bonds. Harris said that while that will increase the budget for the current year, it will result in the city saving over $45,000 in interest. Other factors associated with the need to amend the budget include an increase in revenue from the sale of aviation fuel, which offset the city's cost, a large donation to the Atlantic Public Library, which the library board used to make repairs and equipment purchases, and $25,000 from the 2011 bonds was transferred to the Community Promotion Fund to pay for this year's contribution to Iowa Western Community College's Design Technology Program. Harris said the Community Promotion Committee has also made contributions to various organizations which exceeded the original budget. In other business, the council this evening will consider a resolution authorizing bids for improvements to the street maintenance building, which is expected to cost about $55,000. Harris says that while that is in line with the amount originally approved by the 2011 bond issue, because bids for street and park improvements came in higher than the engineer's estimate, that's left the city with just $30,000 in bond proceeds to pay for the improvements. And he'll recommend the city transfer $25,000 of the $63,000 in proceeds from the recent sale of land to cover the remaining cost of the project. The council this evening will also hear a report from Atlantic Municipal Airport Manager Barry Reed during their meeting at 5:30. News time is 7:08.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindemann Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindemann Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic.
The Iowa State Patrol said Tuesday that a Cass County man was injured Monday afternoon when the pickup he was driving collided with a farm service vehicle northwest of Casey in Guthrie County. Officials say 54-year-old Kevin Wiedemeyer of Anita was traveling west on White Pole Road near the intersection with Juniper Avenue when he noticed a John Deere service truck pull away from a stop sign in front of him. Wiedemeyer's 1994 Chevy S10 pickup hit the passenger side of the A&M Green Power truck driven by 32-year-old Brian Tunick of Adair. That accident happened around 3:45 p.m. Wiedemeyer was transported to the Guthrie County Hospital by Adair EMS for treatment of possible injuries. Tunick, who was not injured, was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield right-of-way. Damage from the accident amounted to $5,500. The Iowa State Patrol Tuesday released information about an accident which occurred March 13th on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. Officials say a 2004 F-250 truck driven by 27-year-old Esperanza Martinez Carvajal of Falmouth, Michigan, was traveling east on I-80 near the Cass-Pottawatomie County line when, for reasons unknown, her vehicle went off the traveled portion of the road onto the north shoulder. When the woman overcorrected, her truck slid across both lanes of traffic, entered the south ditch, and rolled over before coming to rest on the driver's side. The accident happened around 1:20 p.m. Martinez Carvajal and her passenger, 22-year-old Maciel Muñez Trejo, suffered minor injuries and were transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital. Martinez Carvajal was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license and failure to maintain control. Her vehicle sustained about $1,000 damage. Graduating seniors at the Atlantic High School are eligible to apply for a $750 scholarship named after an Atlantic man who's helped many students become successful, including his own family. The Al Wernemont Memorial Scholarship was created in honor of Wernemont, who, by all accounts, was a dedicated family man who invested a lot of time and energy in helping not only his children, but many students in the Atlantic school system become successful. Wernemont, who died last November at the age of 57, was also an excellent role model for student athletes, and he encouraged everyone to find good balance in their lives. His generous spirit and willingness to always lend a hand touched many people in the community and beyond. The Memorial Scholarship was established in his name to continue Wernemont's traditional giving nature and make a difference in the lives of one more student each year. Applicants for the single $750 scholarship must have a GPA of 2.5 or higher, be active in their church and community or volunteerism, provide a letter of reference attesting to their good moral character, and a copy of your college acceptance letter along with a copy of your high school transcript. The completed form must be returned to the Atlantic High School Guidance Counselor's office by no later than April 19th. News time is 7:12.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Marlon Kohorst, age 54, of Arcadia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Marlon Kohorst will be today at 10:30 at the St. John Catholic Church in Arcadia. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Ruby Olson, age 85, of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Ruby Olson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Cletus Spohr, age 60, of Earl Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Cletus Spohr will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lester Jorgensen, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lester Jorgensen will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carl Byland, age 82, of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Carl Byland will be Friday at 10:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dennis Randerus, age 64, of Jacksonville, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dennis Randerus will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald Lee Jacobson, age 73, of Harlan, died February 20th in Texas. Funeral services for Ronald Jacobson will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lynn Dale Jonk, age 61, of Council Bluffs, died February 21st. Memorial services for Lynn Jonk will be held on Saturday at the 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Angela K. Wilson, age 46, of Harlan, died Tuesday. There will be no viewing or services for Angela Wilson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. Danielle Cherry, age 27, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Danielle Cherry are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Warren T. Chaffee, age 86, of Lancaster, California, and formerly of Harlan, died February 9th. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be held March the 30th at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.